It takes tremendous courage for a victim to come forward and put their trust in the authorities. All they want is to be heard and to have justice for what they have been through. To find the courage to not only fight for themselves for justice, but often to challenge those who should be listening to them, who should be protecting them, victims and survivors. End up walking away from the criminal justice system because they just cannot stand another month, another year of fighting to be heard. They are treated in many cases as the offender. You know, rape and abuse has almost become decriminalized, to be honest, Teresa.
You've raised so many points there, Maggie. One of the big issues for CAFE was how intrusive the whole process was. The PPS and the defence could access her records, or very personal records, from counselling records to medical records, probation records. And what I've really come to understand throughout this whole process, as it feels going through it with her, is that nothing in your life is confidential if you've been sexually abused.
That is completely true, Teresa. Completely true. It's open season on a victim's background, whereas the abuser has the protections of the law there. I see legal arguments in court, a trial is ongoing, the jury is sent out, the barristers have a legal discussion about what is and what is not admissible. Those same rights really do not apply to a victim, and it terrifies a victim. You know, how many of us have not got something in our life that we don't want to be in the public arena? That doesn't mean that we are lying. It doesn't mean that we haven't been raped. But what it does, it deters a victim from putting their trust in a system which actually doesn't really care about a victim. Police officers, the prosecution, should go into these cases with an open mind. And what I'm finding, and what ex-colleagues find far too often, is that there is no open mind. An opinion is made, and that directs the course of the investigation. So there is an intent to either prove or disprove whether a victim is telling the truth. That is not the job of a police officer. That is the job of a jury and of a court. The job of the police is to gather the evidence and put it before a court. And if we had more cases run on that premise, then we would see far more prosecutions, we would see far more victims having their lives destroyed, being re-traumatized by a system which tramples all over them without a second thought of what they have been through. You know, a case can take years, and throughout all of that time, Teresa, that victim wakes up every day with this at the forefront of their mind. They go to sleep every night not being able to think of anything else. And you have to ask the question, you know, is it worth it to put yourself through that system? And yet I believe in justice. I believe in abusers being sent to prison for a long time. But what I don't agree with is that victims are re-traumatized, that they are even further destroyed by a system which doesn't understand trauma, which makes no attempt to nurture or listen to or care for that victim. And it is wrong. It is very, very wrong.
During the course of Cathy's interview, she raised or highlighted the fact that her abuser has pleaded guilty, and that has been accepted by the PPS, to 6 counts of sexual activity with a child. Do you have any issue, Maggie, with that term and how it's used, sexual activity? Because it's not assault, it's not abuse, it's not rape.
I have major, major issues with that terminology. Your listeners will probably know me because I resigned from Greater Manchester Police because of the Rochdale grooming gang scandal and the way that victims in that case were being treated. Cathy is another victim of that poor decision making. That is not what the law is there to do. And I will never change that opinion as long as I am breathing.
What connotations do you think that term sexual activity has? Because statements from the Public Prosecution Service and the PSNI admit Cathy has been subjected to terrible sexual abuse. A statement from the police says that it's unimaginable the horrors that she's been through. So how is it then determined offences like these are described as sexual activity as opposed to abuse or rape?
I'll tell you exactly why it is, Teresa, because it makes their job easier. It is far easier to prove sexual activity with a child than it is to take forward a rape prosecution. But that doesn't make it right. And an abuser will wait until the very, very last minute to accept responsibility for that lesser charge. And because they acknowledge that, it might be 3 years down the road, they then get an automatic reduction in their sentence as well. So it means that they are walking away with a slapped wrist when they've actually destroyed the lives of children like Kathy. That is what I see time and time and time again. You know, I'm really grateful that you are highlighting this case, but this is one of hundreds and thousands going on every year in the UK. All the effort that's gone into getting her case this far has actually been minimised. Bail conditions are often not upheld. Abusers go missing. It really is not justice.